Hello and welcome. You are listening to LOL Storytime, the goofy story podcast for kids. So, apparently, this is episode 50, which I'm still having a hard time believing. 50 episodes. That's nuts. It's also weird for me to think that many of you have not only listened to every episode, but some of you have listened to every episode multiple times. LOL Storytime truly has the best fans. Fans like Nico, Nora, and Nash, who all have characters named after them in today's story. But before we begin, we've got some bonus shoutouts for Nancy, Alistair, Aiden, Gabriel, Xavier, Houston, Hatif, Kavya, and Atharv, with a special 9th birthday shoutout to Huey from Scotland, as well as a birthday shoutout to Boss. Alright, today's story is called The Worst Story Ever. Let's get into it. This is the story of a story that a boy named Nico thought was the worst story ever. It began with some birds, or rather, a school presentation about some birds. Every student in Nico's class had been asked to prepare a presentation about their favorite animal. Nico's classmate Nora was the first to present, and at the end of her presentation, she asked if anyone had any questions.
"I have a question," said Nico, waving his hand in the air. "Did you seriously just make a whole presentation on birds? You do realize you were allowed to pick any animal on the planet, right?"
Nora shot Nico the stink eye.
"Yes, Nico. In case it wasn't obvious from my presentation, I happen to really like birds. I find them fascinating."
Nico scratched his head like he'd just been asked to solve a grade 12 algebra problem.
"Are we talking about the same birds that eat worms and do their business wherever they please, even if that happens to be on someone's head?"
Nora's stink eye got even stinkier.
"First of all, Nico, practically all animals do their business wherever they please. Have you ever seen a squirrel trying to use an outhouse? No. And it's not like they're purposely trying to, you know, go on people's heads. Does anyone else have any other questions?"
Nico's hand shot up again, causing Nora to roll her eyes.
"Wait, Nora, before you sit back down, I just want to say that I think you did a really good job on your presentation, and I really learned a lot."
Well, Nora hadn't expected that.
"Oh, well, thank you, Nico, I think."
Then Nico continued.
"But I still think birds are..."
Then he paused, glanced at the teacher, and considered how not to come across as rude.
"B-O-R-I-N-G. Actually, no, I'm just going to come out and say it. They're boring, okay? Birds are ridiculously boring."
"Wow, way to ruin the moment, Nico," said Nora before returning to her desk. Miss Taffinacki, who normally did not allow the word boring to be used in her classroom, decided not to school Nico, but instead gave him the same stink eye as well. While heading home from school, Nico ran to catch up to Nora.
"Hey, Nora, sorry for being so rude at the end of your presentation. I should have kept my comments about birds to myself."
Nora kept looking ahead.
"Nico, it wasn't so much that you were calling birds boring, but the fact that when it was your turn to present, you went up there and talked about goldfish. Not the goblin shark, not the Komodo dragon, goldfish. And you complain that my animal was boring?"
"Whoa, easy now," said Nico. "Goldfish are not boring. Fun fact, goldfish cannot taste their food. Think how handy that would be every time your parents burned the tuna casserole."
Nora shrugged.
"Well, anyway, it's not me you need to apologize to. You should be saying sorry to the birds. You probably hurt their feelings."
Nico couldn't tell if Nora was being serious.
"I'm pretty sure the birds didn't hear what I said. They don't even speak our language. And even if they did, they probably wouldn't care because certainly they must know that they're boring."
Nico began to shout.
"Isn't that right, birds? You already know you're boring, don't you?"
Some birds flying overhead appeared to pay no attention, but then Nico felt an unpleasant substance splatter on his head.
"Ew, what was that? Was that what I think it was?" The look on Nora's face practically answered the question.
Oh, that's definitely what you think it is. Gross! I can't believe that just happened to you.
Nico bolted the rest of the way home, hoping that no one would notice what was on his head.
Mom, Dad, some bird just mistook my head for a toilet. What should I do?
Ooh, that is really gross, my little darling,
said his mom. Nico's dad looked up from his newspaper.
Oh, that's wonderful, son. Congratulations.
Congratulations? Dad, what are you talking about? Didn't you hear what I'm talking about?
Son, did you know that what happened on your head is actually considered good luck? Most people go their entire lives without ever having that happen to them. You are one lucky little man.
Nico thought about what his dad said, but he couldn't help but feel like he was the least lucky person. And he certainly didn't feel any luckier when the exact same thing happened the very next day. Nora couldn't believe it.
Dude, again? How can one person be so unlucky?
Nico tried to correct her.
Well, I'm told that it's actually a sign of good luck.
Yeah, what good luck you have, Nico. I'm sure any minute now you'll find out you won $1 million in a contest you didn't know you had entered. Luckiest guy in the world right here. Nico huffed and walked away. But before he was out of earshot, Nora called after him.
Maybe you should just try saying sorry to the birds.
Nico ignored her suggestion and kept on walking. Over the next several days, Nico kept waiting for all of his newfound good luck to pay off. But he didn't win $1 million, nor did he receive even as much as a free pizza. Then his teacher didn't even let him off the hook after his dog ate his homework. But what did happen was not just one, but two more splatterings of you-know-what on top of Nico's head. When the chances of something happening even just once is already pretty small, it's bound to garner some attention when it happens for a fourth time. People start to talk. Everyone wanted to hear the story of the boy who kept being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Nico's story was all over the TV. It was all over the internet. And it was on every front page of every major newspaper and magazine. Soon Nico couldn't go anywhere without people recognizing him. But of course, no one dared approach too closely, just in case, well, you know why. Nico wasn't even Nico anymore. Everyone now just called him the Bird Magnet. People driving by would roll down their windows and holler,
"Hey, looking good, Bird Magnet! Hair looks dry today! Nice one!"
When a new student named Nash had joined the class, Nico was determined to hide his embarrassing story. After all, Nash had moved here from the other side of the country, where they likely had more important stories in the news to talk about. Nico had begged all of his classmates not to say anything.
"But Nico, you're famous now," said Nora. "Isn't that so cool?"
Nico answered with a question of his own.
"Guys, can anyone tell me the name of the person who invented chocolate chip waffles?"
Nico waited, but nobody answered.
"Exactly. There are real heroes out there not being recognized. But a bird has an accident on my head and I'm the one who becomes famous?"
"Actually, I believe it was 4 accidents, corrected the new student who had just walked into the classroom without Nico noticing.
"Dude, I can't believe it's really you, the Bird Magnet, right here in front of me. You're all anyone would ever talk about back home. Is it true they're making a movie about you?"
Nico wanted to cry. For the rest of the morning, he was unable to focus on anything the teacher was talking about. Instead, all he could do was wonder how many people around the world at that very moment were discussing the worst story ever. At recess, Nash approached Nico, hoping to cheer him up.
"Hey, sorry if I embarrassed you back there, dude. I was really just excited to meet another famous person. Anyway, you might not know this, but I'm kind of famous too, so I kind of know what you're going through."
"What? No way," said Nico excitedly.
"It all makes sense now why you had to move to the other side of the country."
Nico suddenly looked worried.
"Oh no, does that mean I'm going to have to move to a faraway place where nobody knows me?"
Nash just laughed.
"Nah, you're good, buddy. We didn't move here because of my fame. Besides, your fame extends worldwide, so there's really no place you can hide."
Nico wasn't sure whether he felt relieved or disappointed.
So, Nash, how exactly did you become famous? Did you have a run-in with some moody birds, too?
Dude, I wish. My situation back home was a whole lot worse than yours. You might want to sit down for what I'm about to tell you.
Nico took a seat on a bench while Nash proceeded to tell him the story of how he became famous. He explained how someone had taken a picture of him eating a slice of pizza at a summer carnival, which later made the front page of the local newspaper. He had also been wearing his older brother's expensive sunglasses, so above the picture they included the caption, "Cool Lil Pizza Boy."
It was awful. After they printed that issue of the newspaper, everyone in town began calling me Cool Lil Pizza Boy. People were sending me free pizza, and all the pizza restaurants around kept inviting me to have my picture taken eating their pizza. I even got talked into starring in a commercial for frozen pizza. I don't even like frozen pizza. Does anyone like frozen pizza?
Nico kept waiting for the part where someone dunked a pizza on top of Nash's head, but apparently that never happened.
Okay, interesting story, Nash. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Good thing you had me sit down for that one.
Nash put his hand on Nico's shoulder.
Don't worry, everything is totally okay now. I learned how to deal with it by changing my mindset. You see, I read about this guy who'd been struck by lightning 7 times. Can you believe that? 7 times! And that's when I reminded myself that things could always be a whole lot worse. So the next time someone offered me free pizza, I said, sure, whatever, I'll take your free pizza, because at the end of the day, someone out there has it worse. Though, hard to believe, right?
Nico tried to imagine what it might be like to be struck by lightning. Definitely worse than having something icky land on your head.
I kind of like that idea, said Nico. Next time I'll try to change how I think about it.
Yeah, that's the way, cheered Nash. Just tell yourself, at least I don't have it as bad as Cool Lil Pizza Boy.
Nico didn't have the heart to tell Nash that the story of Cool Lil Pizza Boy actually sounded a million times better than his own. Nothing tragic about free pizza. At the end of the day, just as Nico was approaching his house, the birds put his new mindset to the test.
Splat!
That's okay, Nico told himself. It's better than lightning. It's better than lightning. It's better than lightning.
Then a moment later,
splat, splat!
Okay, can I trade places with the lightning guy now? At least then I wouldn't have to take so many baths.
Once Nico had cleaned himself off, he made a phone call to Nora.
All right, Nora, I'm going to need you to start bringing my schoolwork home for me, because I am never leaving this house ever again.
A little while later, Nora and Nash both showed up at Nico's house.
Dude, so the mind trick didn't work? Asked Nash. Nico, I think it's time you at least try apologizing to the birds. I still can't imagine they would ever do this on purpose, but what have you got to lose by saying sorry?
Nico looked at Nora.
But that's the thing. I've tried saying sorry. I mean, not using words, because let's not forget that birds don't talk. But I apologized in my own special way. I spent all of my savings on birdseed.
Nora and Nash looked at each other.
Nico, are you telling us you've been feeding the birds this whole time?
Before Nico could answer, his grandfather burst through the front door.
Oh boy, everybody, have I got some exciting news to tell you.
Nash looked starstruck.
Lightning guy!
Nico laughed.
No, dude, this is my grandpa.
Well, 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 I haven't had anyone recognize me in years. You know, I used to be quite famous after all those lightning strikes.
Nico couldn't believe what he was hearing.
Grandpa? You're Lightning Guy? But how come you never told us about any of that?
Oh, well, you know me. I'm not one to gloat. I never wanted to rub it in just how lucky I am. Did you know most people go their entire lives without ever getting struck by lightning? And lucky me, it happened 7 times.
Sir, are you saying you're actually glad all of that happened to you?
Asked Nora. Nico's grandfather took a moment to think back.
Well, you know, it definitely hurt a lot every time it happened, but I've always been grateful for all of the good luck that got me through it. I used to think maybe someday my good luck may pay off in a fun way, like, I don't know, free pizza or something. But tonight, it's me who will be treating all of you to free pizza, so we can celebrate that I just became the world's number one luckiest person. Would you believe that not only have I been struck by lightning 7 times, but as I was walking up to your house just now, a little birdie pooped on my head. They say it's good luck because it almost never happens. I'm actually surprised none of you have been hit, since it appears someone covered your entire lawn in birdseed. All of those little birdies out there are just pooping up a storm. Umbrellas, everyone!
Both Nora and Nash turned to look at Nico, who was now red in the face.
Birdseed, eh? Whoops.
The end. That's the story. Hope to have you back next week, and who knows, maybe you'll still be here on episode 100. Catch ya on the next one.